Sportsradio1340.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
rock the boat. Broadcasting live out of San Diego, California.
I am a boat rocker.
Rocking California this week, friends. Big time. I want to share with you today the life and times of Bradley Dean. And what it takes to get the job done. You've got to fight the good fight of faith. And it doesn't come without a fight. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to, well, about 15 states over from me is my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you didn't know, I'm about to tell you that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. Speaking of pro-murderers, we're actually trying to figure out how many people are in and who took part or partake and partook with the March for Life in Washington, D.C. I know it was hundreds of thousands. And, of course, the state-run media does not want you to know about that, but that's, again, why you listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com 6 days a week. So outside of that, friends, I want to let you know, welcome to the show. I'm getting the stat. You got anything up on there right now? Okay, we're working on it. Chase is working on it. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to my personal fan page, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean double E. Got about 54,000 friends on there, friends. I'm kind of insulted just a little bit. Actually, 54,424. That means we have 2,500 new friends just over the last 3 days. I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate you listening to us. Folks, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, again, let's get busy. It's time to do something about what's going on out there in your world. Let's not speak about the problems as if they belong to somebody else. We're all in this together. We're on the same boat. If it sinks, nobody's going to survive. We are our brother's keeper, so let's make sure that that boat stays afloat. One nation under God. Folks, phone lines are inaccessible. Do I have my pretty little princess there?
You do.
Okay, good. Folks, I just want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And as George Washington rightly said, deeds, not words, friends, deeds, not words. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is it our chilling pretty little princess?
Well, it's definitely chilling over here. Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We definitely want them in Christ's
head. Hey, Stephanie, I did have to let you know.
You talked a little bit about in the intro.
I just wanted to let you know, I know it's probably below zero back in the state of Minnesota, but we are at 76 degrees in San Diego right now. San Diego, California.
I don't know. This is making me highly jealous over here. You know, this is a true story. I went outside yesterday, grabbed our garbage can and the mail. I literally froze my face off. No joke.
I know. That's what I try to tell you every time I take the garbage out.
But now you know through experience. Came back, I was like, oh, my gosh. I think the first thing, you know, we need to come inside and thank the Lord. In fact, when we were praying with our kids last night, I said, do you guys remember how cold it was outside? We just thank the Lord for the warm house that we have, basically.
If we count
our blessings, there's so many things that we take for granted, like running water. I mean, could you imagine? Or outhouses. What if you had to go outside back in Little House in the Prairie days and in the freezing cold winter time and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night outside?
Oh, it'd be cold.
It'd be cold. And these are things that we have on a continual basis.
I remember
one time the shower handle, you know, the sliding door wasn't sliding just right. This was a few years ago.
Yep.
And it's like, wow, just little things that you take for granted of always happening or having and working. And then when they don't work or you don't have running water or your heat goes kaput on you, your air conditioning doesn't work, you think, wow,
yeah,
I've got a lot of things to be grateful and thankful for.
Or a flat tire in the middle of the winter in the state of Minnesota.
I mean,
it's crazy. You take
news,
it's really true.
This week, though, I'll tell you some news from over here in the state of Minnesota.
Wait a second, though. We need to understand that it's really true. We take for granted the things that we have on a daily basis, and once one particular portion or part of our perfected ideology in the way that we live, everything's got to be perfect, right, friends? Once something goes out of joint or out of whack, I'll tell you what, all of a sudden you begin to be thankful for the things that you do have. And what comes to mind is, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name. Because I'll tell you what, a lot of times we realize what we have when it's not working or when we don't have it.
You're exactly right. You never thank the Lord for health so much as when you're not feeling good.
That's right.
And it's a sad place to be, but that's exactly right. Because you think, well, you know, you go along life and you've got all these, you know, these things at your side. You know, if you need a drink of water, you need to go to the faucet. If you need some food, you go to the cupboard. If you're cold, you turn your heat up. Well, you go outside for 10 minutes and you realize, wow, we have a lot to be thankful for just our shelter.
Yes.
So we know that the Lord obviously loves and cares for us just because of these even things that we have, you know, giving us food and raiment as the Bible talks about.
Yep. Gotcha.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to just address real quick, if we're done talking about how freezing cold it is here in Minnesota, it's too much to rub in my face right now.
Okay, but hang on a second, honey. Hang on a second, Stephanie. I got to go ahead. Stephanie. I was just going to tell you, can you hang on a second? I got to go turn the air conditioner on. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, you turn that up a few notches. Yeah,
you can open the window for 30 seconds. I need to turn the air conditioner. Hey, ma'am, can you turn that air conditioner on? It's probably, 65 in here? Yeah. We need to chill a little bit. We're in San Diego. Anyways, okay, go ahead.
This is too much. I apologize if it's hard for me to hear you. But
just
going to say, you know, I was talking this morning, you are out there in California. You did the Tri-City Tea Party last night, had a great response over there at Boomers in Vista, California. You did a radio show interview this morning, and speaking of a good fight, I thought that you might want to share with the folks for just a minute how that went when you said, I'm about to pick a fight to the radio show guy.
What I did is I was actually on a radio interview with Jesse Lee Peterson in L.A., and when I was on the radio with him, I was only supposed to be on for a half an hour, and it went for a whole hour. And it was a good interview. It was really a lot of fun, and it was informative, and it was good talk because it was only it was pure seed is what it was that needed to be planted in the hearts of the people. And all of a sudden, he opened up the phone lines for calls, and they were talking about the race issue. And we had one individual call in, and he started asking me the question. He goes, "What has Bush ever done for the black people?" And I said, "What do you mean done for the black people?" I said, "Sir, we're in this thing together." And I said, "This whole race issue doesn't belong to this generation. That's a thing of the past, and we need to let it go." So they kept going off on Obama and Bush and playing that little game, caught up in it, straining at the gnat while they swallow the fruit of their own ways by swallowing that camel of stupidity. And so I just went over to Obama, and I said, "Well, if you think Obama's for you," I said, "you might want to know that, you know, he's voted over 241 times to make sure that babies are aborted, and you voted two times to make sure that if a baby comes out alive, that baby's snuffed out. You wanted to make sure you had a doctor there." And I said, "And furthermore, you need to understand that Planned Parenthood is aimed at the eradication of the black and the Hispanic race." So we got off that, but after this break, Stephanie, I think I'm going to hang over to the next break, and then I'll share with you what actually happened, because I looked at Jesse and I said, "Hey, Jesse, I want to start a fight."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear. This latest article, Get Radical with the Radicals, is a case in point, an article that makes you think.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean and our pretty little chillin' princess in Minnesota. And Stephanie, you there?
I am here.
Okay, and so basically, getting back to the story, I was doing an interview with Jesse Lee Peterson in L.A. early this morning, and got some black folks calling in talking about the race issue. And so I explained it, and I told him how foolish it was, and I said we all bleed the same color. By the way, Jesse Lee Peterson is a black dude, so he understood everything that we're talking about, as did MLK and Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington and the such. But in saying that, it just got to the point where I looked over across the table, and I looked at Jesse, and I said, Jesse, I put my hand over the mic, and I said, I'm going to pick a fight. And I said, it'll help your ratings. And he looked at me and he said, Bradley, you go ahead and be yourself. And I said, well, I always am. So, and what I did is probably jacked up his ratings quite a bit, because if you ever get some time, friends, go ahead and download that show this morning, Bradley Dean with Jesse Lee Peterson. And it's interesting to see the attitude of the people coming after me, and who it came from was pretty interesting. But I'll tell you what, the Word of God, you stand there, you don't move, and you win the day. I was based on principle, they were based on opinion, and therein lies the problem. So it's all yours, sissy.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and like one of our radio commercials is, you know, when you were at school, did you ever hear someone yell, fight, fight? Everyone immediately is drawn to where the fight is, and they watch what's going on. And you don't pick a fight to pick a fight's sake, you pick a fight for the truth's sake. And when you were talking about, you know, the race card back and forth, well, who better to know what he's talking about than Martin Luther King Jr.? And he said, we're not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character.
That's
and
right.
I remember when they were going back and forth with Barack Obama and the whole race issue, there was a black pastor who preached a sermon, and he was preaching to black folks, and he said, you are basically not looking at this man's character, but you're looking and supporting him because of the color of his skin. You're
That's
saying
right.
You're black before your Holy Ghost. He said, you're black before your Jesus Christ. You're black before this or that. Basically, your decision is based upon someone's skin color rather than the fruit of their lives and what they do. So I just think it's very interesting. Now, listen, you're bringing forth the truth. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And a great point you brought up, too, as well, is we all bleed red. All nations are one blood. So I just goes to show you that the Sons of Liberty is out in the fight doing what we're called to do on a daily basis out there in California. If you'd like to stay updated, please do. Like Bradley on Facebook. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can keep informed. Now, I just want to bring up one more quick thing before I pass it back over to you. You know, we talk a lot about social media. And, of course, you know, young people love social media. They're on the Internet. They're on YouTube. They're Twitter. They're Facebook. Back and forth. There's so many different things. But the Sons of Liberty has, we have our own channel on YouTube. If you go to YouTube.com and search for our channel, the Sons of Liberty, you can subscribe. Now, on our YouTube pieces, there are so many good gold nuggets of truth. Things you'll never see in the media. There's things exposed in the media. It's just a great thing. And as Elizabeth brought up today in speaking with her from our ministry, she's saying, you know, a lot of people my age, they'll just sit on there on YouTube and they'll watch video after video after video. It's amazing. You get these absolutely senseless nonsense videos of a, you know, big guy running and falling through ice. You'll have a million views on it. When you talk about important things such as the Constitution and the foundations of our country, you'll see that it's not even close. Well, we want to get people educated. We want to get people equipped, and we want people to go out there and become doers of the word and not hearers only. It's not enough to talk about the problem, but to do about it like the Sons of Liberty is doing out there in California. So I want to bring that out to the folks, and make sure you go to YouTube.com and search for our channel, The Sons of Liberty. Also, to highlight real quick, our product of the week is the Price CD along with the Face-to-Face CD. It's our Junkyard Profit package. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. It's a $25 donation, but of course, you monthly sponsors and Sons and Daughters of Liberty out there get 25% off the product of the week, which equals these two very awesome CDs for $19. So we're excited to be doing, and one more good comment out there that I appreciated. This is from Justin, who said, "The Sons of Liberty Radio is a powerful radio show that doesn't whine but slams the truth in line with the Word of God." That's what we're all about here at the Sons of Liberty, and that's what you'll find us doing 6 days a week, not only on the radio, but out and about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, as Bradley's doing out there in Bradley in California as we speak.
Now, I do want to tell you what I did this morning, if you don't mind, Steph, before I get to the highlights. And I think people will find this rather interesting as to what it really takes when you're in the process of fulfilling God's purposes. Hudson Taylor rightly said that every work of God is first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. I want to bring you to the difficult part, and I'll share that with you in just a minute. But before I get there, I was actually supposed to meet with Ray Comfort this morning. And so Ray's got a sense of humor, and what I was doing as I was going back and forth on my cell phone with Ray, and I said, "Ray, is it okay if I come over a little bit early? I have to go to San Diego." And he said, "Sure, how about 8:15? And I thought, okay, that's cool. And so I called him this morning. I just kind of texted him is what I did. And I said, "I'll be there a little early." And he said, "8:15, question mark." I said, "Sounds good." And then he said, "I'm in Cincinnati at the moment, freezing." Okay. I thought this was Ray's humor coming to pass while he's sitting in Bellflower, California, waiting for Bradley Dean to show up and chase, right? So the next thing he does is he said, "Freezing." So what I did is I was playing up to his humor, and I said, "Funny guy. You know, we're supposed to meet in 15 minutes here." So he sends a picture of him and Ken Ham. And so what I did is Ray's on the picture, and he's to the right of Ken Ham, and I said, "Who's the guy on the right?" And going after Ray. You know, being funny. He said, "Filming for a new movie called Genesis 3D. I said, "Cool." And then he said, "Up until 3 a.m. filming this morning." I said, "Cool." And then he said back to me, "See you tomorrow." Again, I thought he was totally playing with me. So what I did is we ended up going to his ministry headquarters in Bellflower, California. And his wife came out, and I said, "Ray, is Ray here, please?" And she said, "No, he's in Cincinnati." And I said, no, Ray was totally kidding. Where's Ray? He's going to come flying around the wall and say, "Hey, Bradley, here I am." And so lo and behold, I sit there for a couple of minutes going back and forth with him. And she said, "No, Bradley, he is in Cincinnati." So what I did is I emailed Ray back and I said, "Ray, I'm waiting in your office." So that was 2 hours ago. So Ray's probably trying to figure out, why is Bradley at my ministry headquarters in Bellflower when I'm in Cincinnati? Guys, here it is. I'm a day early. So I'm getting together with Ray tomorrow. Anyways.
Oh, but
so,
you know, it is funny. Ray is the kind of guy who will be. I mean, the guy is so hilarious. I remember one time he had you literally your face beat red laughing so hard. This is the same guy that I saw him and Mark Spence walking into, like,
the Mall of America
yeah. and falling over because of the humor of the whole thing. So
yes.
he's definitely the real deal, but humor is definitely goes along with the package. I thought you might want to share with them your interesting chainsaw story.
Oh, my goodness. Here
so,
we go.
We're being real here. We're talking about ministry. People think, well, here, it's so great. You get to go out and travel, and it's glorious. It's like, you travel 5 hours from one place to another place. You get to the hotel. You get minimal sleep. You wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go to an interview. Then you get, you know, little time in between to do the next thing. It's one thing after another. It's not like you're laying around at the beach or something.
But I thought that
might be interesting for our listeners to hear what really goes on behind the scenes in preparing and doing these trips.
Yeah, well, it's a process. It's straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And it really, truly is. Many are the adversaries. It truly is. I mean, if you want to see the reality of who God is and how nigh he is unto you, and through your physical eyes, through your carnal eyes, just begin to give your life over to God, because the warfare begins very shortly, immediately, as a matter of fact, after you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord, and he has your heart, and he begins to drive you by his Spirit, lead you. When you define that word out, actually means driven in some cases. But Scripture tells us, now unto him, the eternal King, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. He said this, carefully, listen, church, carefully, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, Paul talking to Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Then he said this right after the warfare and prophecy. He said, holding faith. He said, hold faith. He didn't say let go of it. He said, hold the faith. And a good conscience, that means with knowledge, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. In other words, so when the hard times come, that's when you put your head towards a flint, towards the things of heaven and the enemy that's in this earth, and you have to basically go through the hard times, the persecutions, trials, and tribulations. Now, to say this, we got home really late last night after a tea party that we did in California here. And so we had 5 hours to sleep. 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, I'm sorry, all of a sudden I hear this sound, and it sounded like a piece of wood on a table saw being cut. And I called the lady downstairs, and I said, ma'am, can you tell me why somebody is cutting wood right now at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning? And she said that she was going to go ahead and check into it. I thought, okay, taken care of. 10 minutes later, I heard it again. So I called downstairs again. I said, ma'am, do you want to tell me why it sounds like somebody's cutting the wood? And this is what she said to me. Sir, there's no renovation taking place right now, but we can look into it again. As if I was crazy. I'll tell you the rest of the story right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You there, my cool little peach? No pun intended. You there?
Helen and I am here.
Okay. So I'm telling you the story as to what the process is before you step into the things of God. Paul said, I come in much fear, weakness, and trembling. And I'll tell you what, it happens without fail. And we also need to keep in mind that for me to live as Christ, to die as gain, I must decrease that he might increase. And there was two different sacrifices, one in the morning and one in evening, lamb sacrifices under the Old Testament, which is symbolic of Paul saying in the New Testament, I die daily. Yes, how true it is in the process. Oftentimes, friends, is not a lot of fun. So I'm up in my hotel last night, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, hear a saw cutting wood. And two different times, called downstairs. The lady said they're not doing any renovation right now, so she was acting like I was losing my mind. I said, ma'am, I don't know what the situation is, but you need to come and listen to this. So she was going to send up security at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning to listen to what I was hearing. And so I got Chase up, and I said, Chase, can you hear this? And he said, yeah, I mean, you could hear it clear as day. And she doesn't send up security, so I call back 10 minutes later when it starts again. Now, this is about 3:15 in the morning, right? And I called downstairs, and I said, a guy answered this time, and I said, sir, I've called two different times now. This is the third time I'm calling. I'm hearing wood being cut. It sounds like wood being cut on a saw board. And he said, sir, I don't know what that is. He said, I'll send security up right now. So he doesn't send up security. Again, this is 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to get some sleep. I only had 5.5 hours of sleep. What can happen next? So I get a phone call 10 minutes later from the same guy that said he was going to send security up. And this is what he said to me. He said, Mr. Dean, he said, I wanted to let you know that we just found out what the problem was. Now, keep in mind, they were making me out to be like I was crazy, like I was hearing things. He said, we just found out that the landscapers are actually cutting tree branches off the trees. I said, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you have your landscapers kicking it on your property? Not a good idea. So, lo and behold, Bradley got up this morning. What time did we get up this morning, Chase? 4:30 this morning, went and did an interview. I called the manager and I said, hey, listen, you need to make this wrong right. And so what he did is he righted the wrong, and I appreciated that very much. But I have never heard of a hotel chain cutting branches off of palm trees at 3 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning in California. I mean,
you know,
is it
like
me or what?
3 o'clock in the afternoon might be a
yes.
better time to be doing that. This is me, though.
Yes, let me rewind. The night before, we were doing Tri-City Metro Tea Party in California. On the way back to Anaheim from the San Diego area last night, I look at my gas gauge and I say, I should be good. So I take my chances. You know, the gauge was on the E. It wasn't below the E, so I thought this is good. It's a brand-new car. It's a rental car. We should be good. So I went and took my chances, friends, and guess what happened? About 5 minutes later, I run out of gas on the highway after doing a tea party. Okay, I'm already burnt at this point. This is leading up to the hotel experience. So we pull over, and guess where we pull over to, friends? I run out of gas right in front of Border Patrol. Like, what is going on? And we sat there for 10 or 15 minutes. I walked inside, and I said, sir, I feel like a fool. I just ran out of gas. Can I get some gas from you guys, or what do I have to do? Do you have AAA? No, don't have that. I said, if you guys could just give me a little gas, I'll do whatever I have to do to make it up for you. And this one particular kid, he was a young guy. He came out, and right away the flags were going up. Lord, this is you, isn't it? This is about you having me get to this kid. And so what happened is this kid took 10, 15 minutes out of his time, you know, checking cars for illegals crossing the border into California. And he was the coolest guy that I met. His name was Brian. And he went over and got gas, and it was no small thing for him to put this together because he had to go get approval to go get the gas. He comes back with this, you know, 5-gallon gas tank, and there was just enough gas to go into my car to get me to the next gas station. Just enough. It wasn't full. There was just a little bit. He fills it up. I track him, and I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if this is about you, you're going to get me to that gas station, and we're going to be totally cool. And I'm going to know that it was about Brian. And lo and behold, he put the gas in there. I tracked him. I gave him one of my books. I told him, thank you so much. We get to the gas station. We fill up. And I said, Lord, if that's how you operate, I said, I'll do that all day long. It's not fun to do that. But if Brian was worth me running out of gas for, then Brian was worth me running out of gas for. Because everything worked out perfectly through that little inconvenience, which to me it was an inconvenience, but to the Lord it was His perfect will that I got the gospel to that young man, and that's exactly what I did. So,
well, you know, the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Sometimes it's like, why am I having this big inconvenience, or why does this thing happen or that thing happen? And you don't realize a lot of times the lessons that were being taught until after the fact, like, oh, I see your wisdom now in this, Lord, or, oh, I see yep. how I ran out of gas for this person. You never know, you know, the good man's steps and the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, and every step that we take, even though we might not see where we're going, you know, I saw a quote recently that said, faith is taking the first step when you might not see the rest of the staircase. So
yes.
we walk by faith and not by sight and let the Lord lead us. You're going to meet Brians, and things are going to happen divinely all across America, which I think is great.
Oh, it is. You know, and it also says that He withholds no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Now, that's exactly right, because I got the gospel to Brian, and that man gave me gas to get home.
Exactly.
I'm not even kidding.
He reminded
I mean, it was
your
just
natural need as He was using you to provide for Brian's spiritual need. You never know. When we pray in this ministry, we pray that the Lord would divinely connect us with the right people. We don't know who we need to all connect with, but the Lord does. So He had a spiritual need met in His life. Who knows? He could have just been praying last night about it. Lord, show
He probably
show yourself,
was.
Reveal yourself to me. You never know. And you got your natural need met, and here we are out in California and doing the work of the Lord.
Yeah, I noticed you said we, though. I'm the one that's in California, chilling out in the sunshine. Matter of fact,
so that means that you're technically kind of here in Minnesota, too.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is on the way over here, we've seen tons and tons of surfers trying to catch the wave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that happening back in chilling Minnesota, or...
Well,
probably not.
I got a figurine of a surfer in the bathroom.
Okay.
All right. That's close.
Here, folks, Stephanie, I seriously need to get some hardcore issues here because I want to kind of share as to the tea party and what took place, what transpired yesterday at the Tri-City. Okay, thank you, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Okay. Did tea party in Vista, California? Is that where it was? Okay, Vista, California. Folks, I don't know what I'm doing until I get there for the most part, and then I talk, right? But in saying that, what I did is I got there, and I noticed, and as I shared with you before on the radio, actually yesterday before I did the tea party, without fail, the representatives are always there because they want to represent themselves to the people. So what I do is I actually took these guys out, and I did a Q&A with all three reps in front of the people, these tea partiers. And they failed miserably. And I said, you guys need to pay attention because these are the people that are going to represent you, and they can't even answer these simple questions. I'm having fun with them, but I'm seriously trying to make a point. Because what I like to tell people is if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? And I said, politicians and the state-run media love to give it to you that way. They want you to ask questions because, again, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they never have to worry about giving you the right answers. So after I got done doing that, everybody thought it was cute and it was funny, but, again, I was making it a serious point. I began to ask them the question, what are you being taught? I said, on the way over here today, I noticed there's oxymorons taking place in our country all day long. I said, it was interesting. I seen a place called Liberty Tax. I said, think about that. Liberty Tax, that's an oxymoron. They stand contradictory one towards another. Liberty Tax. Okay? And then I said, if you ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin, I just want you to think about it. Then I began to share with these tea partiers, why can't women put on mascara with their mouth closed? And they thought that was funny, of course. And again, I'm trying to have a little fun. I don't want them to think I'm just all, you know, prickles and stings. I'm there because I love them, but I got to give them the truth, and truth delivers love, and love delivers the truth. I said, you ever wonder why psychics never win the lottery? How can we never see that? Just trying to get people to think objectively. I said, you ever wonder why abbreviation is such a long word? How many syllables are an abbreviation? Abbreviation. You get it? I said, you ever wonder why doctors call what they do practice? And I said, just think about it. They get paid to do this. Just think about that. Doctors call what they do practice. And then I asked them the question, or again, to get them thinking objectively, of course. And I said, why is lemon juice made with artificial flavoring and dishwashing liquid made with real lemons? I said, or isn't it interesting when you get a can of juice that says, you know, real fruit so-and-so? They sell it as something that it's not, because when you turn the can around, it says real percentage of fruit, less than 3%. See, that's kind of how the state-run media delivers the truth, right? I asked them the question, and I ask you, listeners, why is it that the man that invests all your money, why is he called a broker? You know, it's kind of like Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, or Act. It's like, yeah, right. You know, it's kind of like the Unconstitutional Act of Tyranny. You know it as the Patriot Act, but it's unpatriotic. Then I began to share with my friends at this tea party, you ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains? Just saying. And then I'll ask him the question, have you ever thought, why is it that the time with the slowest traffic, why is it called rush hour? Man, or why isn't there any mouse-flavored cat food? My cats want to know the answer to that question. I'll tell them, you ever wonder why Noah didn't swat both those mosquitoes? And friends, when I come back, I'm going to ask you some more questions. I want you to think objectively. Because again, friends, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Nope, they don't. You got Bradley and Stephanie in Minnesota. I'm in San Diego, California. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. One more segment coming up.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's MoneyCode, the number 23.com. At MoneyCode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. And we're actually in Dr. Gina, Loudon Studios. I'm going to be doing television today in California. wait until they get a load of me, yeah? I think it'll be a kick in the pants. I really do. I came in, I said, hey, listen, am I okay dressed this way? I said, yeah, we love you the way you are. And I said, well, thank you very much. Folks, I have a little leather girdle on and camel's hair on my back. Haven't shaved in 6 months. And I'm eating honey locusts. So honey and locust probably doesn't sound like all that great of a diet for anybody. You ever notice in the word diet, it's D-I-E? Those are the first three letters. I'm talking to my producer, but he's not talking back to me. He's just looking down because he knows a lot of people are listening right now. But anyways, aside of that, let's get back to what we were talking about. Objectional thinking, friends. And what I was doing yesterday at the Tea Party, the Tri-Metro. Is it Tri-City Metro or is it Tri-Metro?
Tri-City
Metro. Tri-City Tea Party.
No Metro.
No Metro. Where am I getting this Metro from?
No clue.
Well, anyways. So I was doing this, and I was actually getting the people to think. And I said, Isn't it curious to you that we're told one thing, but the definition, the way that the state-run media or the world delivers something to us, it actually means the opposite? You know, they put light for darkness, darkness for light, evil for good, good for evil, and they do that with names as well that contradict each other in definition. And I was sharing with you during the last break, friends, you ever wonder why Noah didn't swat both those mosquitoes? Ah, that's a great idea if he would have. I mean, in a major way, especially in Minnesota if you live by a lake. You ever wonder why they sterilize the needle for lethal injection? It's not like they're not going to kill the dude, right? Or you ever pay attention to the fact that, you know, that little indestructible black box that's used on airplanes? Why don't they make the whole airplane out of that stuff? If it's really about safety and security, then why don't they? You ever wonder why they call them apartments, friends, when they're all stuck together? Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Now, if con is opposite of pro, is Congress opposite of progress? Huh. And one more question. If flying is so safe, why do they call it the terminal? Pretty weird, yeah? And then I began to share with my Tea Party friends yesterday that it amazes me that people in this country believe for some reason that the government has been put in a position to go ahead and do whatever they want without the consequence of violating the laws of our constitutional republic. Now, just keep in mind, this is the first time they've ever heard anybody say this. I told them if justice is the guardian of liberty, I said the American people, what they need is to get away from the debate because, again, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. See, when you walk in the truth, friends, there's no debate. It's when you walk in the truth that there is no debate. And it's when you know that your founding documents say what they say, and you know when a politician lies about what they say, you know which one's crooked, right? When you lay a straight stick next to a crooked stick, the straight one always shows the deviation of the crooked one. And that's why it's important that you know your founding documents. You know, this comes to my aid right now. I think of Harriet Tubman, who she was an individual who was a slave, and she used to free other slaves when she herself was freed. And she was. It was said of her that she freed thousands of slaves. And interestingly enough, in Harriet Tubman's wisdom, she had said back, she said, "I could have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves." See, the American people have fallen to the point in this country that they believe that, you know, there's a two-party system or a three-party system when, in fact, we only have one constitution. People in this country believe that their opinion matters when, in fact, we're not ruled by opinion, we're ruled by law, like it or not. And if you don't believe me, once you try going down the highway, go as fast as you want to go. And when the cop pulls you over, just tell him, hey, it's my judgment call that I can go ahead and do whatever I want to do. Well, that cop's going to take your little fancy and he's going to throw you in jail, isn't he, for violating the laws. And how does he know that you're violating the laws? Because he makes reference to the law that you broke that's posted on the road. Well, that's all I'm doing right now. And this is exactly what I was doing at the Tea Party yesterday when I was sharing with these people that government doesn't have a right to violate the laws of our constitutional republic. And keep in mind, friends, they never heard this message before. Yet justice is the guardian of liberty. See, you can't know what justice or judgment is if you don't have a reference to the law that's been violated. So you have to teach people that. And that's exactly what I was doing. Again, I was having fun, but I was also very serious about what I was saying to these individuals. Because when you begin to look at what's going on in our country, talking about the religion of ignorance, you know, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. And who said that? Charles D. Montesquieu. And who is Charles D. Montesquieu? He was one of those that helped implement the foundations of our government, along with John Locke. 34% of all documentation came from the Bible. And William Blackstone, who said no enactment against God's law, in essence, is law because it's against God's law. And you know as well as I do, when you go to these tea partiers, everybody thinks they're a Christian. And what's interesting about that is I'll bring him back to the fact that, listen, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. And I'll ask them if they can tell me 3 of the 10 commandments, and of course they cannot. See, a little bunny trail here for you. I had a guy come up to me and say, hey, you know, Bradley, you know, there's freedom of speech, though, you know. I said, really? I said, so now there's freedom to lie. No, lying is against the law. Try it in court sometime. So anybody through the state-run media can go ahead and say whatever they want to say. Yeah, I said they're doing that because the people are allowing them to do that. See, it always comes back to the same thing. Taking responsibility for where we're at as a country, and until we take responsibility, nothing's going to change. Oh, and by the way, when I got done, I had 25 minutes. There was another standing ovation. Why? Because it was a new message to a new people. And really what the law does, it's light, and it brings forth truth. And it's all based in common sense. Whenever you leave common sense, friends, rest assured you're going to get in trouble. Someone's trying to pull you away from what's laid on the foundations. And I believe it was Einstein that said, listen, if they can't explain it well enough for you to understand it, it's because they themselves don't understand it. So when we're talking about Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, it means just the exact opposite, by the way, friends, again. Can you show me in the Constitution where it says that, sir? They can't tell you that. And then I also think it's important for people to pull off the mask of those that serve we the people, because we already know that those that serve we the people derive their powers from the consent of we the people. See, there's another thing, another rug that's pulled from the excuses of those that are in the Tea Party. You're not right, and the left is not right, I say to the Tea Parties. We're ruled by principle, not by opinion. And then I also asked them, how many constitutions do we have? They say one. Then I said, why are you broken up into different parties? Divide and conquer. Boy, that sounds familiar. And wasn't it Ben Franklin that said a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights, Declaration of Independence, which God has given them, cannot be enslaved? I said it's in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. I said that's why they're spending so much time indoctrinating your children and our posterity in public schools illegally. Folks, it's an issue of morality. It's an issue of right and wrong. Did you hear what I said? It's an issue of right and wrong. It's an issue of going back to those that serve we the people and looking at the fruit that's hanging on their tree. And I want to tell you what, it is not pretty. When the American people stand up and shut down lawless people, that's when things are going to change in this country. But first, you must reform yourself, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand before God, before you can correct anything. I can't go around telling other people to pull the board out of their eye until I first remove the board that's in my eye. Thou shalt not judge. I'm not. I just told you how it works. And I'll take that to a cop when he pulls you over for speeding. Thou shalt not judge. Really? So I began to share with my friends yesterday that Daniel Webster, when he said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe, our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence, not the government. And by the way, I got to bring this into the equation too. I shared yesterday with my friends at Tri-City in California. Don't complain about government. They're only a reflection of what you allow them to be. So, friends, what we need to do is take responsibility. Let's do it. Because that way, then and only then, will we reclaim what is ours, our country. Let's deal with crime. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, radio.com, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. Talk to you in 23, first down, 318.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.